call the meeting back. We ended with item five and we'll now start up with agenda item six. PR-2020-004138, SD-2023-00081, preliminary plat. Scott Eatings, for agent for D.R. Horton, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract A-1-A-5-C, Mesa del Sol Innovation Park, zoned PC, located on Bobby Foster Road between Newhall Drive and Sagan Loop, containing approximately 7.5 acres. It's in Zone Atlas page R15. Property owners is D.R. Horton. The request is a single family residential lot subdivision on track A. Mr. Eatings, are you going to be the only presenter, or do you have other members of your group that will be needing to be sworn in?
Scott Eatings, you as ours. I see Aaron Cook from D.R. Horton that is joining the meeting, so I think he would be sworn in as well.
Okay. Mr. Eatings and Mr. Cook, if you can raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Scott, if you could give us a brief presentation.
I sure will. So the proposed project is 57 single family residential lots that are alley loaded product that have frontage along Bobby Foster, Newhall, Sagan, and Stieglitz. And where this really sits in the world is at Mesa del Sol, there is an existing multifamily project that is of significant scale. It's located immediately to the east of this project site. There is a new school, the Innovation School, located, or International School, I apologize, immediately to the west of the site along Bobby Foster. And then Stieglitz is a one-way roadway that has a linear park drainage feature just to the south of it. We are in the process of completing construction improvements for a CPN project that extended roadway drainage and water sewer infrastructure out to the International School. And so all of this property has infrastructure nearing completion at this point in time, completely around the property. So the parcel is set up for development. We have an approved grading and drainage plan. We've been working with city staff, who's been super helpful through the process. And we look forward to continuing the dialogue and moving the project forward.
Okay. Mr. Cook, is there anything you want to add before we open it to the general public?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Okay. With that, is there anybody in the public audience that can either raise their hand virtually or turn their camera on and raise their hand literally, that wishes to address this project?
Yes, I do, but the map's in the way, but I have my, can you hear me? My name is Ernest Jenkins.
Okay, Mr. Jenkins, just one second. Let's see if there's anybody else. Seeing none. Mr. Jenkins, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Would you state your address and then your name again for the record?
5644 Sagan Loop Southeast, and Ernest Jenkins. And my name is Ernest, and I really am, so I plan on telling the truth.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Do you represent any homeowners association? Or are you here representing yourself?
I'm representing myself as a resident here, okay. Not the homeowners.
Mr. Jenkins, you got the floor. Please proceed.
I would just like to make a couple of comments about the construction improvements that's been going on out here, and specifically towards D.L. Horton. Couple of things. The poor quality of this construction improvement in terms of dust pollution, damage to landscaping, property, my property, and, you know, nothing has been done. And so the thing I would request, if the city can do any kind of enforcement to these guys, to Dale Horton and the other builders around the watering of the what they do to tone down the dust pollution, the landscaping damage that they've done, they're getting ready to build 57 houses right across the street from my house. And I know the damage is going to be even more. They have not done anything to rectify the damage that they've done to the yard. And so I've just asked the city to maybe enforce a little bit more quality along these construction improvements. And the porta potties. I would ask Horton and whomever, they set the porta potties across the street from your homes and they stink. So there's not much consideration for the residents that I've noticed in watching all of this construction improvement. The one thing I will say, the guy watered the day it was raining. I observed this. I watch him every day. I live right across the street. So anyway, I wanted to state these things and ask if the city could do any kind of enforcement or watching these guys, because they do poor quality work as far as it comes to the residents. They don't care about the residents in Mesa at all. So they just care about building property and making money, and that's okay. So that's my comment as a resident that's going to get ready to have 57 homes across the street from him. I just ask that they be a little bit more courteous and do a little bit more higher quality work. That's it.
Great. Mr. Jenkins, thank you very much for your comment. There is a dust control permit that is required for all construction activities that is required to be obtained for any dirt moving operations. In the chat function, Ms. Wolfley has identified a phone number in there for dust control. So when those days where you do have situations with flying dust, you can actually call that number and use that to help the city of Albuquerque enforce that particular part of the ordinance. They are also supposed to pretty much provide dust control measures in there. And then if there's the wind is above a certain temperature or certain threshold, they're actually supposed to stop and cease operations. And so we understand, and it is a very large program out there. And so I'm pretty sure that they're trying to do their best. But I think hearing it from you firsthand, I'm pretty sure that they'll get your attention with that. So thank you, Mr. Jenkins. I'll call on you again when we're towards the end of the presentation, if there's any other additional comments come up. With that, we'll open it back up to the general public, see if there's any other members of the public. Ms. Gomez, do you see anybody?
I do not, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, Ms. Gomez. With that, we'll go to the DFT members. We'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. So we have an availability statement 220815 that's been executed, provides conditions for service. As part of those conditions was in the 25-foot corridor, that curb is to be excluded from that corridor. I realize that these are alleys. I don't know if they're public alleys or private. On the plat, it says right-of-way. But they're called out as private easements. So I think you need to clarify that, whether they're going to be public or private, if the note's right or the picture's right. So I'll ask for clarification on that. Let's see. Please. Infrastructure list, there wasn't an infrastructure list provided for this specific infrastructure. There was only offsite infrastructure named on the infrastructure list, unless I missed it on a different submittal. But I'll have to verify that that's present. All I saw was the offsite infrastructure list. So it looks like, is that the infrastructure list there, Jay?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, this is the infrastructure list.
It looks like I missed it in the submittals. Okay, so I'll have to review that. I apologize.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Mr. Gutierrez, while we go through the other DFT comments, maybe you could take that time to look at that infrastructure list as well.
I will do that, yes. So let me get through the rest and I will jump on that right away. So on the parcels, they're named parcels on the plat. This was a previous comment. Are those going to be available for utility corridors? Because we're requiring looping across Hopper to the west and further south, and those parcels, we're going to have to cross those parcels. So I just need clarification on that as well. So you'll need to provide clarification for that.
But this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Gutierrez, do you have specific parcels that you're concerned
with? Yeah, so parcel A. I'm sorry. Parcel A and then parcel, parcel A, K, and D. Are the parcel specific? Sorry, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Scott Eddings with you as dollars.
Just a minute, Mr. Eddings. Mr. Gutierrez, why don't you get all your comments out on the table and then we'll have the applicant address those all at once.
Sounds good. Okay, so going forward, is to clarify, it was parcel K, D, and A that I had questions on. And then, we just need to address that. For the utility plan, please show all the existing infrastructure and something that follows along with the infrastructure list, so I can verify that's all in place. And if I missed it, like I said, I'll take a look at it here as we go through the rest of the comments. But everything else is kind of information. So please go through my comments. And if you have questions, please reach out.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Eddings, you want to go through those four comments?
I sure do. Thank you. Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars. If you could be so kind as to put the plat back up on the screen. And that's a good place. So Mr. Gutierrez, tracks A and tracks B are the tracks that we established for bringing the existing utility stubs that were provided as part of the infrastructure package that is nearing completion now. So those are the locations where 8-inch sewer and 8-inch water come off of both Newhall and Sagan Loop. And that we're proposing that they extend through those tracks into the alleyways for looping. And then the infrastructure list, or the approved availability statement, had talked to a 6-inch water line. And I provided an 8-inch water line for looping through the alleyways to provide fire flow for the fire marshal's requirements. So that's what's on the infrastructure list, and that's what's a part of the submittal today. The alley section that we provided does have curb that would be within the 25 feet of the alleyway. I acknowledge that I did miss that in the availability statement, and if curb has to be located outside of that, then what we would propose to do would be to expand the access easement that these, and all of the alleys are private. So what we would propose to do would be maintain the 25 feet for the Water Authority easement in all locations, and then add an additional 2 feet on each side of easement for access that would encompass the alleyway curb. So that's how I would approach that. That's a great place to look.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Biazar, let me ask you a question. Under the DPM, we addressed this question where we had alleyways, and that happens not, this is a little bit different where we're actually creating an alleyway, but we have in a lot of existing alleyways where we have curb and gutter in it. Do you remember if the DPM allowed the curbs inside the alleyway? Because it we've run into this problem a couple times where we've got limited area and we're using these areas for multiple purposes, both usually access and utilities. Could you weigh in on that real quick?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahapi. So based on what they're providing, I think it should be okay. They're providing roll curb and they're going beyond the 20 feet. So we should be fine as far as, you know, them building curb and gutter along the alleyways.
Just hearing Officer Bohannon. So the issue is we have a conflict with the Water Authority. Usually when they have two utilities, they require 25 feet. And so here we have an issue where we have exactly 25 feet for the alleyway. And so what Mr. Gutierrez's comment is to say to push these curb and gutters outside of that limit. I thought the DPM actually addressed that issue when it was updated.
I apologize. I need to go back and look at those details. As far as these are, because I know our alleys are 20 foot wide and you know, there's been times that we pushed the water to super elevated alleys and we still had curb and gutter or like some sort of alley gutter through there. But I need to go back and look at that to confirm.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Buzar. Mr. Gutierrez, I hear what you're saying as far as the Water Authority. Is there something that you can look at with your organization to allow in these particular instances the curb and gutter to basically be on top of your easement? This isn't any different than, you know, a lot of different other easements, and so it's a relatively minor use of your easement on top of that.
Yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. This is specifically named in the availability statement, so it comes from above my head. So this availability statement would we would have to meet and discuss it, and it would have to be renewed or revised to state otherwise. But that comes from our executive director as a direction, so I have to enforce that at this point, unless Scott would like to meet and discuss the topics, and then we would have to go back to the availability statement and revise it.
Okay, Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Edings, this is a preliminary plat. You didn't ask for preliminary and final. So maybe what you consider is we can, as we get through these rest of the comments, you may want to consider that moving forward.
Understood. Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer, if I may.
Yes.
To your point, I think this is obvious, or again, to your point, we do allow alleys to be concrete alleys. So just wanted to bring that up as well, that, you know, the concern is just concrete curb and gutter. DPM does allow concrete alleys as well. And we also allow valley gutters in the center of the alley as well, where sometimes it might be a sewer line in the middle of the alley as well. Wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Buzar. Those are really excellent points. One last question concerning utilities, Mr. Edings. On parcel A and B, are those being dedicated? Who's the ownership and the maintenance of those two parcels? Actually, it would be A and B and K.
Scott Edings, U.S. Dollars. Those will be within the HOA ownership, and they are landscape parcels.
Okay, but they'll also be used for the utility, for the Water Authority?
The Water Authority, area that we need for the Water Authority go through tracks A and B. So we set those up as different designation. They're tracks on the previous sheet. The parcels will all be dedicated to the HOA and will be landscape elements.
Okay, so just one, your alleyways go to those parcels, but they don't connect to the public roadways.
The alleyways do connect to the public roadways through on this sheet, you see Wood Road over on the east, and then Wood Road on the west, and Aaron Road on the east that connect to the alleys and provide connection to the public right away.
Ron Bohannon. Jay, let me share my screen and let me point out something just real quick.
Mr. Hironosa, your co-host.
Okay. So, Mr. Eadings, what I'm talking about is you've got parcel B here, and then you've got the public roadway. The alleyway seems like it should extend over parcel B, so it would make a connection to Sagan.
Scott Eddings with you as always. We're not proposing that connection to the right of way.
This is a dead end alley?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Gutierrez, you have your hand up.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. So the availability statement showed it a little bit laid out a little bit different. So I was just asking about the layout, and I believe there was three connection points to the water lines on the availability statement, two along Newhall Drive. So I'll have to take a look. It wasn't very clear, so I'll review that again. But I believe there was three connection points. You're providing two, which is it provides some redundancy, but I didn't know if we wanted to three or not. So I'm opening up my availability statement right now just to clarify that. Seems like that I needed to take a closer look at this one, but some of these are previous comments as well. So I was trying to clear up things, but it appears I may have missed a few things. So I'll take a look. I think you provided two connections. I'll verify that if the third is needed, and check the infrastructure list as well. So thank you.
Great. Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll now proceed to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer, are you doing this one?
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll proceed to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And I just have a couple of questions. I don't think there's any disagreement with the plot itself, but one is the long range bikeway system map shows a proposed paved multi-use trail in the linear drainage park. And so we just haven't gotten any information on whether that's been incorporated or not. And if so, then we need to coordinate. And then the other question is that the master parks agreement requires park development once plots reach thresholds in the agreement. And so we need an updated residential data to show where that's at. And then we'd like to see the progress of the semicircular park on Bobby Foster. And so we just haven't had any meetings yet with anybody regarding the parks agreement. And the sooner and better that, or quicker that happens, the better. So those are my biggest comments or questions.
So here in Officer Bohannon, so Ms. Phelan, what I'm hearing you say is that you need an updated master parks agreement, and then you're asking for the status of the trail development of PLOS, the linear park. Is that going, are you asking that as conditions of final plat approval?
I don't think so. We're just gonna keep bringing it up every time we see folks from Mesa Del Sol, because we do need to get that information.
Okay, so those are informational comments. Any additional comments?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. Hearing Officer Bohannon, will now go to Mr. Chin on hydrology.
Pequan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp data of March 5th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action. For the infrastructure, you have missed a few items. So the listed items either need to be fixed or need to be added. So the items are on the comments sheet.
Yeah.
That's all from Hydrology.
Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Chen, so you've provided those in your comments to the applicant?
Tiquan Chen Hydrology, that is correct.
Okay. Any other comments, Mr. Chen?
Tiquan Chen Hydrology, Mr. Hearing Officer, this concludes Hydrology comments.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Innes, did you get those comments and can you update the infrastructure list?
I did. This is Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars. I believe those items are on the next page over. I submitted two infrastructure lists, one for financial guarantee for the on-site work, and one that encompassed non-financial guarantee of the work that's currently under process. So I may have confused things, but on the previous page to this in this PDF, so maybe sheet 35, you go up one page. I believe the sidewalk culverts are shown right there that we're looking to provide per Hydrology comments. And I can, if necessary, I can add the widths to those for additional definition.
This is Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer. Mr. Chen, if you can look at that, again, they're just requesting preliminary plat today. That's all that's on the agenda today. But if you can work with them prior to the final plat, I'd appreciate it.
Tiquan Chen Hydrology, Mr. Hearing Officer, sure I will do.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Chen?
No, that's all from Hydrology.
Okay. With that, we'll move to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objection.
Well, thank you. Hearing Officer Bohannon, planning, Mr. Webb, Mr. Rodenbeck, or Ms. Wolfley?
This is Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Hearing Officer. And most everything is in compliance. I just have a few kind of cleanup items. One is it looks like the sidewalks and landscape buffers are all for the DPM. I just wanted to clarify on Newhall and Stiglitz, what the width of the landscape buffers were.
Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars, I'll have to circle back, but I believe it's 6 feet.
Okay, that would be awesome.
I'll have to look at the detail, but that's not
right. And it might be helpful to have a little key on your exhibits that show the sidewalk and landscape buffer to clearly show those of us who aren't in the thick of your project exactly which one is which. But I think in general, you're setting all your sidewalks back. Question on Sagan has a bike lane. And is it going to have a bike lane built all along Sagan, the portion south of Aaron to Stiglitz?
So that, Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars, that work is currently under construction, and we're opening those construction plans right now to confirm, but I believe the bike lane is continuous down Sagan.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Eddings, so you said that the bike lane is included in the offsite construction plans right now?
Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars, that is correct.
Okay.
All right. And then you've done your sensitive lands analysis and indicated there were no features to be considered for preservation. Would you be able to provide a couple photos? We're wanting to document, you know, at this point in time, this is when the sensitive lands analysis was done, and this is what things looked like.
Scott Eddings, as always, I'll be happy to provide that.
So on all the, is there a note on your plat for all of your common tracks to be maintained, I guess, by the HOA? You have parcels and tracks. And then what is your landscaping plan for those?
Scott Eddings, U.S. Dollars. The landscaping plan is in process of being developed. It's not complete. This is a preliminary plat. We can add to the final plat the ownership for the HOAs. And it looks like note 12 or 10 under the general notes on the sheet talks to that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you tell us the progress on linear part, ponds one, and it looks like pond one and pond two, you're both using somewhat for drainage. And what's the update on the design of landscaping slash stabilization for those ponds?
So pond one is being actively dug as we're speaking today. It's not to its final contouring, if you will. Pond two, with the completion of Montage 4A and B subdivision construction recently, is at its final place in the world. And I believe Mr. Ron Brown from Mesa Del Sol has or is in the final stages of developed improvement plans for the stabilization and landscape for those elements. I can put you two in connection with each other, be happy to, or I can ask him for a copy of those plans and provide them.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Ms. Wolfley, is there a condition of that? Those plans for this plat that you're considering asking to be put on the plat?
So it's kind of trickier here because the ponds are so large and many developers are contributing to them. But in general, with the plat, we've had at least a note on there saying that pond stabilization would be per standard specification 1013. That's kind of the minimum level. It's hard to know how to divvy this up for Montage 7, but what we don't want to end up with is years of just dirt holes. as you proceed forward, it would be helpful to get an update from Mr. Brown on those designs, and then definitely for final plat, understand, you know, how you're contributing or, Mesa Del Sol is doing this for your client, just to help us be secure in knowing that these ponds will be landscaped and stabilized. And I don't know if we should put a note on the infrastructure list. I think I have that in my comments generally, just in the notes section, you can identify that. You could even say something like linear pond one and 2A will be stabilized using standard specification 1013 or higher level landscaping plan, something like that. Okay, and then we've talked about the parks agreement, and we just need to keep working on that we have ongoing spreadsheet on Mesa Del Sol that shows how much development has occurred and how much park. For every 500 dwelling units, there's supposed to be 1.6 to 2 acres of parklands. I think you're likely meeting that, but we shouldn't shirk the responsibility of keeping the numbers up to date on fulfilling that parks agreement. And that's all I have, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Hearing Officer Bohannon. So again, this is preliminary plat. So what we're providing is they will have an amended and corrected IIA for the final plat, and which that they've been hearing comments from the Water Authority and your office as well, that they'll need to make those adjustments.
Well, I think for preliminary plat, we need to establish the infrastructure list correctly. And that's what I've been talking about, the note on the infrastructure list. And I think Mr. Gutierrez or whomever was talking also about the infrastructure list. And that's something that if you as the hearing officer approve today, we'd like also today, if possible, to get the correct infrastructure list ready to go. And that happens at this stage.
So this hearing officer, Bohannon, let me have Jay's got his hand raised and then let's have a discussion between you and Mr. Biazar on process and protocol.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to quickly point out to Mr. Eddings that we need him to use the correct infrastructure list template. It's now changed. This is a DRB infrastructure list template, and I will put in the chat message the URL to our updated DHO infrastructure list. In part, we need to, should this be approved by the DHO, we'll need to have 7 separate signatures, and there's not a hydrology signature on here. So I just wanted to point that out to Mr. Eddings regarding the actual infrastructure list template used for the infrastructure.
Thank you, Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Biazar, so with the new, with the change in the IDO, my understanding is that you are still the keeper of all the infrastructure lists. So I see, at least what I'm thinking today, is I can approve this preliminary plat based on an amended infrastructure list that's approved by you and your and staff, as opposed to deferring this 2 weeks for that approval.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. As long as it's clear direction to the applicant that the corrections that they have to make, yeah, we could move forward that way.
Okay, that's my understanding. So I just wanted to make sure I was not going out on a limb and making sure I'm following
That is correct. Infrastructure list is administrative. So, you know, we could, if there are additional things that needs to be added or fixed, we could do that outside the DHO.
Okay.
But yeah, we just need to make it clear that those corrections need to happen.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. And I'm trying to emphasize to the applicants to do that right away by separating them. Sometimes the tendency is to then let it lag. So we don't want to have these infrastructure lists lag after you approve them or after you approve the plats are associated with that infrastructure list. So that's why I'm emphasizing, if at all possible, for applicants to get that done today. This one may need more time if they're going to a new form, but we don't want this to lapse.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wolfe. Yeah, I understand. I just want to make sure we're following the rules. Mr. Gutierrez, I'll get to you in 1 second. Mr. Edens, I have a question for you, just a general question. All of the offsite roadway work is under construction and you're building that now. And so I'm assuming that you're going to update this infrastructure list for the lots that are in front of us today. And then do you plan on guaranteeing those lots and then proceeding to the final plat, or what's your timing on all of this?
Scott Eddings, Hewlett Zollars. We would like to update the infrastructure list to the correct forms, and we would like to post the guarantee and move forward the final plat as quickly as possible.
Okay. This Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. So that, Ms. Wolfley, that'll guarantee that they're going to get everything correct and back to us to get on that final plat. Mr. Gutierrez?
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. I had a chance to look at the infrastructure list and the availability statement once more, and it appears that there is some conflict in both of those. We had shown in our availability statement that the line was looping across Hopper Alley from Newhall Drive to Sagan Loop, and then I believe there was a third connection along Rose Alley to the south. That's the south alley west to Newhall. It wasn't clear in the language, but that's what's visually shown. So I think we should just get together, Scott, and work this out on the infrastructure list. I think you're proposing something that works. It has a redundant connection, but I need to verify that that fire flow is going to be met with the two connections, because the analysis point was along Rose Alley. So I want to make sure that I guess I can move forward with the condition that you're okay with making a third connection if we find that it is needed. Furthermore, with the easement, we did note that exclusive easements are required, so we need to discuss that as well, because you're calling them as non-exclusive. So there are some things we need to address, and as long as you're willing to address those, I think there are some some things that we need to discuss, because we do require exclusive easements if they're in private property. So I guess I'll leave it at that.
$1,000. That's totally fine. They could be exclusive.
All right, hearing officer Bohannon. So, Mr. Gutierrez, so you can work with the applicant on the infrastructure list, and then he can discuss also if he wants to look at the timing on the curb and gutter to look at it, and you can go through your organization to see about that curb and gutter. To me, it seems like it's just like any other alleyway that, as Mr. Biazar pointed out, it's part of that, part of the area. So I believe in you allowing you to have as much room as you need for your utilities, but at the same time, it's pretty common throughout the city. Anything else, Mr. Gutierrez? Okay.
That's it for me right now. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Eadings. So I'm inclined to grant you approval today. I've got to do a couple more things. Is there anything else you want to address before I go back to the general public?
Scott Eadings, $1,000. No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Jenkins, are you still on the line? You may have dropped off. Is there anybody else in the general public that would wishes to make any comments on agenda item number 6? Please raise your hand or turn your camera on. Okay, hearing none. If I can, so I am in the matter, I'm going to move approval of the preliminary plat for PR-2020-004138. SD-2023-00081, with the condition that the infrastructure, the II list be amended based on staff comments. I'd ask the Water Authority to get those staff comments in writing to the applicant, as well as the notes for the ponding, and then the finding that the master parks agreement is in process, but it's not a condition, it's just a finding. Staff, is there any other conditions that you would recommend on this case? Okay, hearing none.
This is Ms. Wolfley. If we could just clarify, number one, these would be findings because this is a preliminary plat. And then second, The master park agreement is in place, and what the finding would be is that when we review the final plat to see the status of compliance with that master park agreement.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, but a condition of the final plat would be an amended infrastructure improvement list that's signed off. They wouldn't be able to meet the form for them to actually make application for the final plat without it, as opposed to a finding for that condition. Do you understand the difference that I was making?
Right. Jay, do you want to weigh in here?
Just wanting to be consistent.
This is Jay Rodebeck. Sorry, could you ask the question again? Sorry.
So this is hearing Officer Bohannon. So Jay, what I was doing is a condition of the final plat that the applicant come in with an amended infrastructure improvements agreement, incorporating all those comments that were provided to the applicant today. That's a condition of the final plat. and a finding that the master parks agreement be reviewed at the time of final plat.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I would just add to that that, you know, the infrastructure list will need to be amended per DFT requirements or comments, and then we'll need just to have the recorded IIA submitted with the final plat, which is a normal requirement for a final plat. Or Mr. Beas, I was got his hand raised. Maybe he's got something else to add here.
Bohannon, Mr. Beazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. Now, just like Jay mentioned, it won't be an amended IIA. It will be an IIA, but they just have to fix the infrastructure list amended to make the corrections to the infrastructure list, but it will be just the recorded infrastructure list, or I mean IIA.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I'll amend the approval to make both of them findings, and I'll work with staff in the future to make sure that we have those. I know Mr. Edens knows exactly what he needs to do. He's ready to probably move on to lunch. With that, I've moved the application, and Mr. Edens, good luck, and we hope to see you soon with your final plot.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your help.